This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. These things plague a lot more men than we know. And we don't talk about it a lot on the show because, you know, we try to be rated G or PG. But some of you have asked, what can I do? I mean, not me. I don't have it, but what could they do? So, a study came out saying you could do pelvic floor exercises. I know a lot of guys are like, I'm not going to sit there and exercise my pelvic floor. Well, it's either that or your premature ejaculation or erectile dysfunction. You could try it. A lot of us women, too, we're told to do pelvic floor exercises so we don't pee when we cough or laugh. Well, it's up to you. If you do them, it works. They work. If you don't do them, you get lazy, and then you pee. Now, they say these pelvic floor exercises are very common among women. And they're recommended for mothers to lower the risk of incontinence. You know, people ask, why does that have to happen? Well, you know, they go, the baby wasn't in the bladder. Well, you, believe it or not, use a lot of other muscles when you use one set of muscle. Okay, any of you that have ever worked out too hard in the gym know what I'm talking about. So let's say you did a lot of quads and you hurt your quad muscle. You might bend a certain way with your back and feel. And you're like, but that doesn't make sense. They're not connected. Well, in a way, they are. So our muscles. Or you might sleep funny and strain your neck, but then you don't want to move your arm. You're like, but that's my arm. It's not my neck. You know, muscles kind of work in... you know, cohesion or unison. And so when a mom carries a baby, and I'm not going to go into too much detail with this, but the uterus, okay? Lord have mercy. My uterus, I don't know what the size it turned into, but wow, I'm surprised that sucker stretched. But in order for a uterus to stretch to hold a baby, and you guys have seen my kids, right? Did you guys see the Mother's Day picture? Whoa. That kid is almost 6 feet tall. I don't know how he fit. I mean, I know he was, you know, small, like 19 inches or something when he was born, but man, when he decided to stretch out and jump around and do somersaults, my uterus had to expand big. Well, in order for the uterus to expand, your abdomen has to expand. And then your pelvis has to expand. So all those muscles change. And when you stretch, and sometimes the baby doesn't grow linearly, you get these exponential bursts, and all of a sudden you're like, dang. Man, I got bigger all of a sudden. Your body has to, you know, step up. And so things get stretched out. So muscles that surround the urethra and, you know, make up the pelvic floor start to weaken. And so now all of a sudden you go to a comedy stop or you get a little cold or a bronchitis and you start to cough or you start to giggle. Well, you increase your intra-abdominal pressure when you do that. And when you increase pressure, fluid will go out the area of less pressure. And hence, boom. That's what happens. It goes out the wee-wee. So, they say 3/4 of men battle either erectile dysfunction or premature ejaculation. And, you know, people always make jokes. Comedians make jokes. You know, those, if I was a guy, I would be devastated if that happened to me. You know, climaxing before you want to climax, that stinks. That's not fun. And then not being able to enjoy sex as long as you want to or even start it, it's really disabling. I mean, these are disabilities. nothing that I think you could, you know, claim FMLA for or, you know, get disability benefits at work, but it's disabling. And we need to appreciate that. So, we stop, if you could stop urinating midstream, because how do you do these pelvic floor exercises? I don't think there's a Jane Fonda video for guys. So, what you do is, as you're peeing, right, standing there at the urinal, you stop. Just try to stop. Tighten up the muscles. Apparently, that builds strength, control, draws the testicles upward. Or if you're able to do that. Again, so the first study of its kind, experts analyzed data of 650 men who used pelvic floor exercise to combat their ED and premature ejaculation. And this happened at James Cook University in Australia. And they found 47 of patients of those 650 said it helped. And the results were even more impressive for premature ejaculation, with 83% say it worked. Chris Meyer's study co-author explained weak pelvic floor muscles may directly impact erectile strength and ejaculatory process. Now, how do guys weaken their pelvic floor muscles? It could just be with age. Could also be with lack of testosterone. Could be genetics. You know, some people say, well, my pelvic floor is fine because I, you know, have a lot of sex. Well, yeah, sex could increase the muscle strength, but sometimes that has nothing to do with it. They say 30% of all men have premature ejaculation. That's a lot. Figures suggest that more than half of men over the age of 50 have erectile dysfunction. Now, mind you, if you do have erectile dysfunction, please get your heart checked. If you're not having good blood flow to the heart, then you're probably not having good blood flow to the, you know, if you're not having good blood flow to the penis, you're probably not having good blood flow to the heart. So you have to get your heart checked. But, you know, it's something you could try where you start to pee and then you stop. Hold it. Because, you know, stopping flow, it's like putting on the brakes. That takes a lot of muscle. And you might not be able to do it at first, but keep practicing. Now, I don't know much about, you know, the physical therapy and the physiological, backlash that can unfortunately happen. You know, I doubt you're going to rupture your bladder or anything like that. But they say those types of things could help you with that. So I know a lot of you are like, oh, you know, I'll just take Zoloft for the premature ejaculation and Viagra. Yeah, but after a while, it doesn't always work. All right. When we come back, we have another state imposing strict abortion laws. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, his work of the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So what I think we're seeing an example of is extremism prompting extremism. And this country is, maybe it's because I've only been watching politics over the last decade and a half, 2 decades, and not as closely before that because I was in school and it was all about schools. I couldn't really watch the news. But from what I'm hearing, you know, the country has always been divided. And, you know, people, pendulums have always swung back and forth, and people have always called for certain things. So I don't know if we're more divided than we've ever been, per se, because I can't comment on previous decades. But what's been happening with the abortion controversy, boy, it has exploded over the last week or two. So Governor Ivey did sign the Alabama near total ban on abortion, making it illegal and a felony if a doctor performs an abortion on any infant after 6 weeks. And now Missouri has joined the states that have restrictive abortion laws, as a bill has passed banning abortions at 8 weeks pregnancy. This was just hours after Governor Ivey signed their law, their ban into law. Now, the bill in Missouri needs another vote of approval, but it's a GOP-led House. And then it goes to Republican Governor Mike Parson. He has voiced support for an earlier version Wednesday. It does include exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for pregnancies caused by rape or incest. Doctors would face up to 15 years in prison for violating the 8-week cutoff. If a woman receives an abortion, they won't be prosecuted. Republican Senator Handler, Senator Andrew Koenig, described it as one of the strongest abortion bills passed yet. And Missouri's U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was on Fox and Friends. And he said that the wave of abortion bills is a backlash against more and more permissive laws that have gone over the edge. He says it's a direct response to the extremism we've seen in places like New York and Virginia. He said it's just incredible the extremism that we're seeing, and I think you're seeing these states responding. He says Democratic politicians are actually advocating abortion in the final weeks of pregnancy. These are policies that only a few countries in the world like Iran and China allow. We've got to stop this kind of extremism. Hawley says he believes Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided and that individual states should be free to make their own reproductive rights laws. So there's a lot of states now that have fetal heartbeat laws. Georgia, right? Ohio signed it April 11, 2019. Mississippi. And then Alabama. Now, in Arkansas, North Dakota, Iowa, and Kentucky, it got blocked. It got passed and then blocked. But states considering it, Louisiana, and there's actually bipartisan support in Louisiana, Tennessee, they say the Republican Attorney General warned it might be hard to pass, South Carolina, Texas, West Virginia, Florida. Florida, I think their bill just failed. Minnesota proposed the bill. Maryland's did not pass. Kansas, I think, is still in the process. Illinois is in the process. And even New York. So, some people say, well, they're doing this because they just want to, you know, get the courts going, so that Roe v. Wade could then be re-weighed in on by the Supreme Court. Others say no. We're tired of, you know, babies being aborted and, you know, nobody fighting for their rights. So this gets tricky. I mean, we went from 0 to 90 on this abortion issue within this last year. But this is where I bring up extremism brings extremism. When you have people saying that you're allowed to do late-term abortions and legislating for it, that starts to, you know, put people on edge. You know, many people say, look, you know, whether you're religious or not, stay out of my body. I listen, you know, the idea of government needs to, you know, stay out of your uterus, which a lot of people claim, you know, in their, what's the word for it? Why am I having so much trouble finding words today? Yeah, I know, I didn't have my coffee. You know, in their protests, you know, stay out of my uterus. Yet other people say, well, wait a second, who's fighting for that baby? And then people go, well, is it really a baby? To me, yeah, I think it's a baby. When I see a heartbeat, even on conception, I think it's life. I would like to protect the fetus. I'd like to protect the mom also. Definitely want to protect the mom. But, you know, who's protecting the fetus? So we're seeing this 6-week cutoff. We're seeing this 8-week cutoff. But women are arguing, look, a lot of us don't know we're pregnant until we're 6 weeks pregnant. You know, after you miss a period. And the weeks don't necessarily run into when you had sex. They're kind of off by a couple weeks. So let's say you missed your period and you had sex about 4 or 5 weeks ago, you could technically be 6 weeks pregnant. So a lot of people are upset by that because they're like, wait a second. That means the second I find out I'm pregnant, I'm told I can't get an abortion. I mean, I really would like the conversation on how to not have an unplanned pregnancy. I'd really like us to have that conversation. It's still blowing my mind that we're having hundreds of thousands of abortions needing to be done every year. And then just assume there's a lot of people that unplanned pregnancy that decide to keep the baby. I mean, I still don't understand why so many, I mean, in this day and age, with all our education, with all our free condoms, with Obamacare offering free birth control, why are we still having almost 700,000 abortions needing to be done every year? Are we abusing the abortion system? I mean, I don't think we'd be having this conversation if there was maybe 150 done a year. But almost 700,000 a year? Now people are starting to go, whoa, 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 whoa. And then throw on top of that, that the American taxpayer has to fund this? And Congress has to give money to Planned Parenthood? Yeah, we have one hell of a 1970s debate all over again. So, Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, and Georgia have approved bans on abortion once fetal cardiac activity has been detected. Similar restrictions in North Dakota and Ohio have been struck down. Supporters say the Alabama bill is intentionally designed to conflict with the 73 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationally in hopes of sparking a court case that might prompt the justices to revisit abortion rights. So the question that's going to come up is, who is going to fight for the fetus and who's going to fight for the mom? And it's a shame that those have to be separate. It's really a shame. You know, and again, I understand the argument, government needs to stay out of my uterus. But then the government can't be taxing us to pay for your uterus. I get, you're raped, accidental incest, you slept with somebody you didn't realize was your brother. You know, maybe I can understand that. But, you know, if you, you know, decided not to use birth control, do us as taxpayers have to carry not only the financial, but the ethical burden? And when people say, well, gosh, you know, people who are of the religious right, you know, they just need to kind of back off and deal with, you know, their own religion, stay out of my business. Well, you know, many people who are religious are, you know, freaked out about the whole Sodom and Gomorrah. If you help pay indirectly for something that you think is immoral, that's a sin in your religion. Which is why, you know, maybe what we need to start doing is none of our tax dollars go to abortions. I mean, I don't understand why maybe a law like that isn't being passed. Sending doctors to jail, it's, you know, extreme. Now, where would the Supreme Court stand? Well, according to Daily Mail, Chief Justice John Roberts voted in favor of abortion restrictions until Justice Anthony Kennedy left the bench, and in only one abortion case since then voted to provisionally block new restrictions in Louisiana. He's a swing justice. All right? You got Stephen Breyer, Elena, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sotos Mayor, and then the conservatives, we all know how they'll vote. So it's interesting. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Do the the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At around 2:30 Eastern Time, President Trump will detail a new plan on immigration, although Democrats are already poo-pooing the plan and any ideas the president has. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, has a message for those Democrats.
I could be convinced, but I'm not convinced right now that all of my colleagues on the Democratic side really want to fix it, because I think some, not all, but some see this as a great political issue. We got to start thinking about the next generation and stop thinking about the next election so much.
Totally outrageous. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to a White House letter rejecting demands for documents and testimony related to the Mueller report.
Says the president is above the law and Congress has no right to investigate any of the actions of the president, hold him accountable in any way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right,
maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, wow. All right, we are hearing about measles, we're hearing about mumps, not rubella yet, thank God. But, you know, there's this map that's out there, very interesting, that shows how rapidly measles could infect your city. Terrifying interactive maps of the U.S. show how the killer virus could spread if vaccination rates dropped by just 15%. Now, we don't need an interactive map for measles. Somebody should just do the map for flu. We don't have the best vaccination rates for the flu vaccine. But there's all this media and time and trouble on measles, which I understand. We have a measles epidemic now. But I've just got a scratch in my head. Where is all this passion during flu season? I don't get it. Well, it's because there's a minority of people who are anti-vaccine in terms of the measles or the mumps vaccine. And there's a majority of people when it comes to the flu. And since nobody wants to upset the majority and they want to appear to be with the majority, there's a lot of attacks on the anti-vaxxers when it comes to measles, but not on the anti-vaxxers when it comes to flu. And again, I'm pro-vaccine, but I just have to call it like it is. All right? I don't really stand for seeing people crucified when we're under the guise of, well, we're trying to protect public health, when here we are having 80,000 deaths last year from the flu, and we don't see interactive maps, and we don't see all this hoopla about vaccination. I mean, yeah, they recommend you have to vaccinate. But boy, are people losing their minds over measles. And yes, I'd love measles to be eradicated again in the U.S., I would. But be consistent here, people. Especially if you're going to start banning people from school. Now, there is a high school that is set to close down to check staff immunization. A measles outbreak in Puget Sound, and you know measles has been kind of hit hard in Washington because I guess there was somebody who was at the SeaTac airport that might have infected people. But apparently the Issaquah High School had to close down so the school district could verify the immunization records for each and every one of their staffs. Public health officials have identified one patient with measles was at the school between May 6th and May 9th. According to a letter from the school district to students, parents, and staff, any people with documented immunity is asked to be excluded from Issaquah High School and all other child care, school, and congregate settings until 21 days have passed since the date of last exposure. Oh, without documented immunity. Thank you. That makes more sense. The letter says that exclusion will last in accordance with the public health request until May 30th, and excluded individuals will be allowed back on grounds on May 31st. If another case occurs, then the exclusion will be extended. So if you don't have proof that you're vaccinated against the measles, you don't get to come onto the school campus. Why? Well, four new cases have been confirmed in the Puget Sound area. Two of the new infections are in King County. One is a woman in her 40s. The other is a woman in her 50s. And you see, the average 40 and 50-year-old person, woman, was vaccinated in the 70s. They say one of the women who spent several days at the high school was contagious. They say all four cases appear to be connected to an exposure at SeaTac Airport. So were either of these people previously vaccinated? Now, we do have some interesting news here. With the mumps, mumps is also a virus, and we're seeing mumps cases spread. There's a case of the mumps. And the parents say, whoa, 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 don't hate on us. We did vaccinate our kid. So the Salt Lake Tribune is reporting that there was a case in Utah of a kid that came down with mumps, but he was vaccinated against the mumps. This was in Wasatch County. So now we're starting to get some data. Now, finally, we're starting to get some transparency here. I understand that the majority of these cases could be in unvaccinated children. But I need to know, and I think the public needs to know, and parents need to know, and doctors need to know, if any of these people getting it were vaccinated. And to quit trying to shift the conversation for a political agenda, and let us know if our vaccine program needs to be tweaked and maybe updated. But a family is warning others that their son fell ill with the mumps virus despite being up to date on his immunizations. And I see where the parents are coming from. Their kid has the mumps. the world is going to go shoop. Well, you're anti-vaccine. And they're like, whoa, we vaccinated. All right, everybody calm down. We vaccinated. Our kid's sick. So don't be accusing us of being anti-vaxxers. And boy, have people now put the term anti-vaxxers in a very negative a light. And they're blaming anti-vaxxers for these outbreaks. But is it anti-vaxxers or is it immigrants? Is it traveling to other countries and bringing it back? We think with measles that might have happened. Somebody thinks it happened because it was in Israel. He had gone to Israel and then came back to New York. So Finn Price, 11 years old, says, I would consider this the worst sickness I've ever had. Oh, old school viruses that hit our parents? Oh, we're not built for that. In this day and age where we take a Z-Pak or amoxicillin anytime we get a cough or sniffle, viruses knock you on your butt. He says his jaw really, really hurt. Chewing a lot of harder, crunchier foods was out of the question. The fever didn't help at all. And at first, doctors didn't diagnose him with mumps. But then they did a blood test and came back a positive result. And mom, Beth Price, said, come on, he doesn't have the mumps. So she wants people to know that the mumps vaccine is not 100% effective. Thank you. That's what we need to know because we might need to step up the vaccine. I am pro-vaccine. Don't accuse me of being anti-vaccine because I'm calling it like it is. I am pro-vaccine. But we need to gosh darn know, and forgive me because a customer may come out. We need to stop messing around with all these agendas and headlines and, you know, making it sound like people are spreading disease. If, God forbid, we are doing the right thing and it's not strong enough, or we have some more vicious strains because they're coming from other countries and our vaccine is designed for a more weenier version. I would actually like to propose, now that we're starting to get parents going, whoa, my kid was vaccinated. Don't be calling us anti-vaccine or anti-vaxxers. My kid was vaccinated. What I propose is for us to, for 1 month, stop all the rhetoric and stop all the insulting and the jeering and these terrifying interactive maps and have the CDC and other agencies jump on this and find out what is going on if we have a more virulent strain and if a whole bunch of us need boosters. I mean, finally, a few weeks ago, you know, somebody came out going, you know what, for those of you vaccinated before 89, looks like you do need another shot, which to me means they're finding out that a lot of these measles cases are in vaccinated people. Now, mind you, unvaccinated individuals can create an epidemic. But let's stop blame gaming now, especially if we aren't 100% sure, and figure out what we need to do. Because if I think I'm vaccinated, I'm going to be like, I don't care about the measles or the mumps. Looks like I need to be because it's affecting those who are. Tell us how many people were vaccinated that are getting sick. Please. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We say goodbye to Lena Horne. Unfortunately, from what we found out that, all right, I apologize. I got a news posting that she had passed away at the age of 92, and I'm trying to get some confirmation of that. Songwriter, singer, performer, civil rights activist, I'm trying to get confirmation of that, and I want to apologize because it just came across my desk. And Wait a second. She passed away. I thought she passed away a while back. Well, then what's going on here? Yeah, she passed away in 2010. Huh. Not sure. I apologize. Well, that's what happens when news comes across and you don't check the source. Okay. I apologize. Still, I miss her. 187, sorry. That's, yeah. That happens a lot. Somebody will have passed, and you'll see circulating news. And then, you know, you're like, but I thought they passed away a while ago. And you're like, well, maybe they were, you know, sick or whatever. But it looks like she passed away a while back. So I apologize. Okay. So there's a big discussion and a big debate when it comes to cooking meat. And we talked about this E. coli outbreak that's been now going on with ground beef. Well, I found a very interesting article on why you can't eat pink burgers, but you could get away with pink steak. And I found this to be very interesting. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. According to the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, using a meat thermometer to ensure your rare meat is a safe temperature for consumption can make eating rare meat safe, except when we're looking at ground beef. Cooking a rare burger is definitely one of the cooking mistakes that you can make and cause your food to be toxic. Now, they say the reason why ground meat isn't safe has to do with the way it's created. According to chef instructor at the Institute of Culinary Education, Ted Siegel, in Fox News, grinding the meat extends the fabrication or cutting process one more level. So pathogens usually are on the muscle tissue, right? But once you start grinding up the meat, you're dispersing the pathogens throughout more of the meat beyond the surface. You would think that, all right, well, the more you mess with it, you'll be cutting up the bacteria. That's not what happens. So Siegel says, as a result, if you serve a burger that's rare or undercooked, these pathogens have not been killed off and are still living in the meat. So in mathematics terms, it's the surface area. Okay, so let's say you got a slab of ribs, and you throw those ribs on the grill. You basically only have maybe four sides, right? You got the long sides, and then as you flip, there's a good chance that the little skinny sides, right, because it's like a rectangle, a slab of ribs. And because the meat connects them, you don't have the cracks to worry about. Ground meat, ground beef, though, you have just increased the surface area. So the surface area is the outer part, right? Kind of like a, not the diameter per se, but it's the outer part of an object, the surface area. So if you have one ball, all right, you know, it's going to have like X amount of surface area. But then if you take that ball and divide it up into a million little things, you've just increased the surface area by a certain percentage, because now you have every little ball or crack or ground beef meat now has its own surface. And that could contain bacteria. So that's what I think they're talking about. So how do you eliminate the risk? Well, I always tell everybody 160 to 165. True, some meats you could get away with 145, but I just go for max. Go 160 to 165. Yeah, it's going to make it well done. But the pinker it is, the more rare. But steaks, you can eat more rare. Why? Because the pathogens aren't usually on the inside with the pink. They're usually, again, on the outside with that steak, that kind of rectangle-like thing. So then it's, you know, you rarely have the pathogens deep inside. And usually, again, if you cook your steak to a certain temperature, you could kill a lot of it. Roasts and chops can also be eaten rare, they say. I don't know. That meat needs to only reach 145 degrees Fahrenheit. Experts say use a meat thermometer is the safest way to ensure your food safety and a good way to avoid cooking mistakes while grilling meat. I think that article came from Reader's Digest. Very cool. But, yeah. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Highly potent weed has swept the market. Now, a lot of people are kind of concerned about the health risks. As more states legalize marijuana, WBUR says more people in the U.S. are buying and using weed. But the kind of weed they're smoking is not the weed from the 60s. It's stronger. And in order for one product to sell, it's going to have to be better than somebody else's product. And how do you make weed more attractive? Nobody cares about food coloring. They care about how they feel when they use it. Does it work? So scientists who study marijuana, its effect on the body, are a little nervous about this, as well as ER doctors who say they're starting to see more patients who come to the ER with weed-associated issues. Now, the other thing that concerns me is we legalize it, okay? We could study it. So now we're studying marijuana and its effects on illnesses, maybe its effects on other medication. But if the weed is changing, and if marijuana is changing as we go, our data is not going to be able to keep up. So what worries me is when we get a study that says, all right, guys, you know what? Don't worry about it. We're good. Marijuana, for the most part, is safe. It's not going to interfere with your blood thinners, with your heart medication. Well, that's today. What happens when, you know, markets evolve to make stronger and stronger product? They say some 26 million Americans age 12 and older report being current marijuana users. Now, that was back in 2017. They say, according to a national survey on drug use and health, it's not clear how many users have had serious health issues from strong weed. You know, I mean, I've been seeing and hearing from a lot of asthma patients. You know, like, yeah, my asthma's bad this year because of allergies. Okay, yeah, there's bad allergies this year, trust me. We had a wet winter, a lot more bloom. But what if their allergies are worse because they're vaping or because they're smoking weed and their lungs are thinner? Their lungs are weaker. Now, the potency depends on the Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, the main compound responsible for the drug's psychoactive effects. One study of pot products seized by the DEA found the potency increased from 4% to 12% over the last 20 years. Another study found illicit drug samples jumped 17.1%. So they say that's an increase of more than 300% in potency from 1995 to 2017. And here we are saying, okay, we're going to study it now. We're going to, well, if many people are getting their marijuana from illicit drug samples or nobody is watching the recreational marijuana being sold. Now, true, we do have dispensaries and some regulation. Then, you know, don't trust current data because things might change. And are some of these things going to start being laced with other things? So they say hash and hash oil could have 80 to 90% THC. Something to think about. Not to mention, look how easy it's going to be to become addicted or to get dependent on it or just tolerant. It may be like, oh, this doesn't work anymore. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.